Part 3. A week after Jimmy Valentine left prison, a safe was robbed in a small town and nobody knew the identity of the robber. Only $800 was taken. 2 weeks after that, $1,500 was stolen from a new, improved safe in another town. These robberies began to interest the police. Then, another safe was robbed, and this time $5,000 was taken. There were so many robberies and so much money was taken that the police asked the famous detective, Ben Price, to help them. He examined the safes and compared notes of the robberies. "The same person robbed all these safes," he said. "This is the method Jimmy Valentine uses. Jimmy never makes more than one hole to open the door of a safe. Yes, Mr. Jimmy Valentine robbed these safes. He'll go to prison for a long time, and he won't be pardoned this time." Ben Price knew how Jimmy Valentine worked. He went from one town to another, he always left the town quickly, and he always worked alone. He became friends with important people in the town, and they helped him stay out of prison. When people heard that Ben Price was now working with the police to catch Jimmy Valentine, they felt safer. One afternoon, Jimmy Valentine and his suitcase arrived in the small town of Elmore, far away from the busy cities. As he walked towards the hotel, Jimmy looked like an athletic young man who was just home from college. A young lady crossed the street, passed him at the corner, and went into the bank. Jimmy Valentine looked into her eyes and fell in love. He forgot that he was a robber and became another man. The young lady looked at Jimmy, and her face became red. There were not many men as elegant and as handsome as Jimmy in this small town. Jimmy saw a boy on the steps of the bank and began to ask him questions about the town. A few minutes later, the young lady came out of the bank. She walked down the street and did not look at Jimmy. "Isn't that young lady Miss Polly Simpson?" Jimmy asked the boy.
"No," said the boy. "She's Annabel Adams. Her father owns the bank."
Jimmy went to the hotel. He took a room and registered as Ralph Spencer.
"I want to buy a store here and go into business," Jimmy said to the man in reception. "I'm interested in the shoe business. Are there many shoe stores in this town?"
Jimmy's clothes and manner impressed the man, and he was happy to answer Jimmy's questions.
"A shoe store is a good idea," the man said. "At the moment, people buy their shoes in stores that sell clothes. A store that only sells shoes will be something special. This is a good town for business, and I hope you open a store here. It's a very nice town to live in, and the people are very friendly."
"I think that I'll stay in town for a few days. Maybe I can find something here," Ralph Spencer said.
"Can someone help you take your suitcase to your room?" asked the man.
"No, I'll take it myself," answered Ralph Spencer. "It's very heavy."
So Jimmy Valentine stayed in Elmore and became Ralph Spencer. He opened a shoe store and was very successful. He was also a success socially and made many friends. But most important of all, he met Miss Annabel Adams and fell even more in love with her.